Nolte, Joe Biden's 9 Cruel Maui Bungles. By John Nolte on August 22, 2023. We have over 100 Americans dead in Maui. Over 800 still missing, and Joe Biden continues to cruelly bungle the response at every level. This tragedy is far from over, so we will undoubtedly be adding to this list. But here are his fraudulent see Joe Biden's 9 Cruel Bungles, so far. Lying on the beach while Maui burns to the ground. The wildfires began on August 8. By the following day, the fires were rampaging. Thousands were without power, and thousands had been evacuated. During those 2 days, Biden lay on the beach and said nothing. It wasn't until August 10 that Biden finally roused himself from a beach chair to act presidential. Before that, all he did was fire off a tweet a few hours earlier. No comment while on vacation. Days later, while Hawaii burned and the toll of the dead and missing climbed, Biden not only remained on the beach but when asked specifically about the rising death toll, Biden said, no comment. He even smiled like he thought he was being cute. Other than sociopathic, I'm at a loss for words. No comments for a full week. A week, would pass before Biden could be bothered to speak at length about Maui. An entire American city is devastated, and the sitting president has nothing to say, no assurances to offer. Refuse to visit Maui for 2 weeks. Unless you're a Republican, the media are fine with the president staying out of the disaster area for weeks and weeks. After all, a presidential visit does overtax a local system already under duress. But rather than assure Americans and, more specifically, Hawaiians that he was focused on getting Maui everything it needed, he was MIA, out attending lavish fundraisers and racing back to vacation. All the while, Maui residents were crying out for help from their own government. Maui residents blast Biden's lack of response. A professional surfer named Kai Lenny, who has been leading local, citizen-run relief efforts, told CBS News he hadn't seen a government employee in days. Some of us were kinda sitting back, waiting for help to arrive, he explained, and then nothing was sorta happening. We were just in shock. It was texts and emails from friends asking for help that led Lenny to start his boots-on-the-ground effort to deliver supplies to those in need with the goal of holding friends and family over until the government arrives with everything. But the government didn't show, he said, and it was just like, day after day, where are they? Biden uses Maui visit to tell unintelligible jokes about hot ground. So after Biden is roused from his second vacation in as many weeks to show up in Maui, President Sociopath decides to get cute again. Keep in mind over 100 people are confirmed dead. More than 800 are missing, and countless numbers have lost everything, including pets, homes, and belongings. But here's our empathizer-in-chief, you guys catch the boots out here? That's a hot ground, man. Do we send presidents to disaster areas to sightsee and offer comic relief? Biden offers devastated Maui households a cool $700 each. Biden has sent more than $100 billion in relief to Ukraine, but he is offering Americans who have literally lost everything $700. Biden is spending thousands a month to house and feed the tens of thousands of illegal aliens he's allowed to invade the country, but Americans who have literally lost everything only deserve a one-time payout of $700. Not a joke. Biden uses Maui tragedy to lie about nearly losing his home and wife. The following shouldn't be surprising coming from the same man who continues to lie about losing a son in Iraq. But while speaking to the victims of the Maui wildfires, his fraudulency told a bald-faced lie about how Jill and I have a little sense of what it's like to lose a home. To make a long story short, said Joe, I almost lost my wife, my 67 Corvette, and my cat. But all kidding aside, I watched the firefighters, the way they responded. And they ran into flames to save my wife and save my family. Not a joke. He was talking about a kitchen fire in 2004. Watch, Biden talking about house fire during speech in Maui. Biden appears to doze off during ceremony honoring Maui victims. 9. Biden seems bored at ceremony honoring Maui victims. Tell me he doesn't look bored here. Age is no excuse. If ice cream was served at this event or if he was watching Golden Girls, you can bet he'd be plenty alert. The man doesn't give a damn. Nothing happening at this sacred event or in Maui interests him. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.